Receiving a cancer diagnosis, can you imagine it? Terrifying. And if you've been through it, you know how important it is to get as much information as possible and weigh all the treatment options available to you. Cancer survivor Rose Muir is with me right now. Good morning, Rose.
Hi, Andrew.
It's nice to see you again. Now, the last time I saw you, you were going in for some surgery.
Yes, I was.
And how did that go?
It went well, thank you, all things considered.
Yeah?
Yes.
Tell me about your history, your medical history.
In 2001, I was diagnosed with a fairly rare cancer called leiomyosarcoma, which is one of the sarcoma cancers, which is rare in and of itself. And leiomyosarcoma is one of about 20 soft muscle sarcoma cancers, which again is a rare cancer. In 2003, I had a cancerous polyp removed off my colon, which hadn't developed. And then this year, due to some genetic profiling that was done at the request of my initial doctor, Dr. Turcotte, from 2001, they discovered that I had a rare gene mutation that was passed on to me from my mother. And they suggested, the Montreal Genetics Department, that I have a hysterectomy due to this rare gene mutation that I have called Lynch syndrome.
So filling out this, getting back to this genetics form they filled out, it was like, yes, a long form with all sorts of detailed information.
Yes.
And it was as a result of filling out and getting into this genetics bank or whatever they would call it.
Screening, that they, profiling.
Yeah, that they suggested that you have a hysterectomy. And,
yes.
And this probably has been a very good idea, right? Because they found some other stuff.
Yes, they did. I just had that surgery 5 weeks ago. Initially, it was to do prevention for cancer because I had a 40 to 70% chance of having ovarian and uterine cancer with this gene mutation. And during the surgery, they discovered that endometrial cancer, which is in the uterus, had started already. Now, the news is good. They did catch it early, so I will not require any further treatment. And there was no metastasis, so they caught it. But due to the profiling that they did at the genetics department, and due to the surgery that they undertook, you know, you could arguably say that they, you know,
they saved your life.
Saved my life,
yeah.
Yes.
Rosemary Muir, that's her voice. Rose.
Yes.
We call you Rosemary.
Yes.
Right. What's it like to, I get the sense based on what you've, because you're talking like a doctor now. There's a lot of cancer survivors end up talking like doctors because they do a lot of research and so on. But what's it like to walk around and almost like you have a genetic time bomb inside you?
That's a good question. I'm glad that you ask. Apart from any organizations that I represent today, because I'm speaking on behalf of some of the hospitals that have asked me to come today and on behalf of the doctors, for me, I have a strong faith, so I thank God for his mercies to me, for his blessings. It's been a struggle. It hasn't always been easy facing cancer. My mother had three cancers as well and passed on at the early age of 49, so it's been difficult. My faith helps me. I'm part of a strong church group, a French church on the South Shore. It's not easy. All of us face different challenges in life. But I believe that God has a plan for our lives. And I hope that through these struggles, I'm able to use what I've learned and, you know, the many chances that I've been given to talk about the illness, the need for research, the need for awareness. A lot of people with cancer don't want to know. They think that not knowing is somehow going to
help.
And that's not true.
Well, according to your genetic profile, now, is there a good chance that you will, or a chance, increase the chance that you'll be faced with some sort of other cancer in your life?
Colon is 70% for me, and they unfortunately can't really do anything like with a hysterectomy.
They say there's a 70% chance that you will develop it.
Yes, and for me, because of the genetic mutation, very quickly, not inside of 5 years, but more like 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
So even with my annual colonoscopies, it still has a chance of developing. So how
do you live your life on a daily? You talk about your faith and so on, but how do you, you know, you wake up, does it change your perspective on life, in terms of people tend to take things for granted?
I believe that, I hope that, you know, through this, that I have an opportunity to speak about the need for awareness, the need for more research, more funding for these cancers. Dr. Turcotte, for example, is very dedicated to sarcoma research because they're not cancers like breast, colon, and prostate that are funded very well. Just to make people more aware, when people are struggling with illness or loss, to be sensitive and caring to those people. We have a tendency just to get busy with our lives and our own preoccupations, just the need to reach out, you know, not just during the holidays. Sometimes now it's Christmas and there'll be a focus.
How do you feel that, have people treated you differently since you were initially diagnosed with cancer, you know, 12 years ago? Did you find that people, you know, they rallied around you, or the opposite, they sort of dumped you as a person they know?
I'm very blessed. Again, I have a strong support through my church network. I have a very loving family, a small family. My dad and my mom, Bill and Kathy, are very, very strongly supportive of me. I have a great network of friends as well, through my sports.
So it's been good. So it's been fine.
Yes, yeah. I'm very
just
fortunate.
I'm curious about that.
And you need to tell people what you need as well. You can't shy away from that. Sometimes people are awkward in these situations when you say I've got cancer. They don't know how to react. Yeah. So you do need to tell people what you need.
Rose, it's good to talk to you. Is there a place where we get more information about this? Is there a website? MUHC.ca. Thank you. From the whisper across the room, MUHC.ca/cancer.